The text of the Equal Rights Amendment is just 24 words long. It would add to the Constitution one thing: equal rights under the law regardless of sex. It was first introduced by the National Women's Party in the 1920s, and it has come up again and again over the last century, but it has rarely even made it to the floor for a vote in Congress. But in the early 1970s, a renewed women's movement brought it center stage again. Here's feminist activist Gloria Steinem speaking about it in the PBS documentary, The Makers.
We've been hearing a lot about the Equal Rights Amendment, and it's about time. After all, it's been half a century since women began fighting for this amendment. It would make the Constitution apply fully to women for the first time.
In 1972, the ERA won overwhelming support in both the House and the Senate, but then the tide turned and activists failed to get the necessary 38 states to ratify it. In 2017, though, Nevada became the 36th state to ratify the amendment, and last year, Illinois became the 37th. Now, just one more state is needed to ratify, and some lawmakers here want Arizona to be that state. This isn't the first attempt to ratify the ERA here. The effort has failed multiple times already. State Representative Kelly Butler has co-sponsored that legislation for 3 years running, and I sat down with her recently to talk more about its chances this time around.
I'm really hopeful that we have a better shot. We have more signers on these bills. More people are recognizing the need for this legislation and for the need to protect women. And, you know, the makeup of the House is very different this year. We have 29 Democrats and 31 Republicans. And we have Republicans who are supporting this idea, too. So I think the moderates in the middle are going to hopefully rule the day, and we're going to make some progress.
Right. In fact, the Senate resolution that's been proposed has been proposed by two Republican women.
Right.
So let's just lay it out then. What exactly would this do? This is just three very simple things, right?
Right. Section 1 just says, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. Section 2 is, Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. And then Section 3 says the amendment will take effect 2 years after the date of ratification. So essentially it's just saying that no one can discriminate based on sex. I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward. It's quite simple.
But so opponents of this, and there are still many of them out there, say that, first of all, it's unnecessary, right? What would you say to that?
Well, I think we are seeing that it's necessary. Women still, there's a wage gap. Women make 80 cents on the dollar to what men earn, and that's not fair. There are currently lawsuits in place. I know that there are some scientists at the University of Arizona that have lawsuits around wage discrimination. You know, this issue has not gone away. By putting this into the Constitution, we can guarantee and we can give more strength to the fact that women deserve to be treated equally.
When did this issue come up for you? I mean, it kind of was latent for a long time, and then Nevada passed this law in 2017, and we need one more state, right, nationally to ratify it. Why do you think now is a good time?
Well, how exciting to think that Arizona could be the final state to send this over the top. We could be in Arizona, the 38th state, and make a difference for women nationally for generations to come. You know, obviously, there's been decades of women that have been fighting for this issue and for fighting for this fairness. But I think now we are seeing a new generation of women becoming aware. If you ask anyone, if you ask friends, they think this already happened. I mean, people are shocked to learn that we don't already have these protections in place.
Yeah. Another argument you hear against this today, and you heard back in the 70s when this was originally debated, is that it erases family values. And now that argument has kind of turned into an argument about some transgender issues, right? This erases the distinction between men and women. I think that's the statement that came out from Kathy Herod. What's your response to those sorts of criticisms?
Well, none of that is in the bill. But the main thing is that we need to send a message and we need to strengthen protections against discrimination, no matter what form that takes. And so this is protecting women from discrimination. And I don't understand anyone that doesn't think that that's necessary and valuable.
Another hurdle this may face is this 1982 deadline, right, that Congress had initially set for the ERA to be ratified by a certain number of states in order to get this into the Constitution. What's your take on that, whether or not this would be sort of unnecessary because the deadline's long gone?
Well, I don't think that's a settled matter. In fact, the Constitution sets no deadline for ratification. Why don't we pass it and let that matter get settled out? We can pass it in Arizona. We can be the 38th state. And then it should go forward and it can be decided by the courts if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the political reality of getting this passed in the state legislature. You mentioned that the margins are different. They're much tighter between Democrats and Republicans than they have been in the past. But this has been blocked by certain Republicans before, particularly Senator Eddie Farnsworth, who has not heard this bill. And so what are the ways in which you might be able to go around that if that happens again this time around?
Well, it's really important to remember that in the Senate, they have enough signers on the legislation, bipartisan support for this, to pass it in the state Senate. Right now, the legislation hasn't been turned in the House. It's still in a tie. But it looks like we have enough votes of members to pass this bill. And the process is that it gets assigned to a committee. And so Michelle Ugenti-Rita's bill, which has bipartisan support, was assigned to the Judiciary Committee, where Senator Eddie Farnsworth from Mesa, he is the chair of that committee. And in the past, he has blocked the bill from being heard when he was over in the House. He chaired the Judiciary Committee then, and he blocked the bill from even being debated. So it's so worrisome that this one person could have the potential to silence the voices of all of these senators and representatives who want to debate this issue and want to see it go forward.
I want to then end by talking about sort of your goals with this. I mean, a lot of this does exist in other laws, right? Is this just about sending a message to you? And how important is that message to send?
You know, for me, how exciting to be able to be a leader on this issue and to send a message to the next generation of women that they need to be protected in the law. So it's not just sending a message. It's actually making progress and making sure that the law is clear in its protection of women against discrimination. But how exciting, what an opportunity for us as legislators, and then for me particularly, because I grew up in the 70s, and you know, when people were fighting for this back then, who would imagine that decades later, I would have an opportunity to protect the next generation of women? It's amazing.
All right. State Representative Kelly Butler, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We also reached out to Senator Eddie Farnsworth for comment on this story and whether or not he will give the ERA resolution a hearing in his committee. We have not yet heard back.